A few weeks back, I began a brand new podcast series with a humanitarian in the country of Ukraine. He's an American from Kentucky, a lawyer that heard it in his heart to travel to Kherson, Ukraine, which sits right there on the border of Ukraine and Russia. He has seen it all, smelled it all, and now after 14 months outside the United States, finds himself back home in Kentucky. His mission in Kherson was to keep a store open for the very few residents that can't afford to travel to safer areas of Ukraine. He and his very small group share food, clothing, and mental help. And he's not afraid to say that God plays a huge part in his everyday. In our last conversation, he spoke of being awake at 2 a.m. because that's when the Russians are reloading. It gives those in Ukraine time to mentally and physically get prepared for yet another unwritten chapter inside a book of unheard of uncertainty. I'm going to talk with Ben a little bit later on tonight from his home in Kentucky to learn about the culture shock and, more importantly, the PTSD. To go from nearly nothing, all of those ruins, to being back home in Kentucky. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer, a silent wolf. I sit on the sidelines and I listen. I participate. I do research. And then we have a conversation. This is The Daily Mess. When we are called, we can't explain it, and we rarely, if ever, are able to push it away. It's way too loud, and everything around us tends to take shape in the way that we're supposed to be walking. One, including myself, would assume that I was called to this position of connection. The daily writing might say otherwise. Not a negative here. The performance on terrestrial radio and through podcasting have required its share of sacrifices. Yet the Rolling Stone has collected no moss. It's always been about growing forward. But I'm not convinced that it's the calling. Radio and podcasting are platforms, just like a gallery to an artist. It's an outlet, a place to put on display. Breaking down what's calling you is a journey, because there are so many things that explain why we are. But is it the real source or push to keep walking? We spend so much of our lives chasing dreams that we forget to take the time to craft the true calling. Too much of what we do falls into place. Did it have to come with a price? If not, did we steal it? What is your calling? What have you been meant to do in this walk in life? What are you doing to keep that walk fresh and growing forward? And are you chasing a dream? And when you chase those dreams, who are you helping? Is it for somebody else or is it for you? And that's why I had to ask the question, what is the price of what you're doing in your calling? And if there is no price, are you stealing the calling? You got to break it down and understand. Now, was I stealing from the radio industry? Sure. I wanted to be that Ryan Seacrest, Dick Clark kind of a jock. And I was going to do anything and everything to make sure that I got it. But I didn't get it. And I realized, wait a second. The calling is to be a jock on the radio, to talk over song intros, to talk about events that are happening when it comes to fun? Or is the calling creating things that get into other people's hearts, where you're not being the performer, but rather the communicator? Break down your calling. Understand why you're doing the things that you are, because there is a season and a purpose, and it shapes you every day. And you can't shake the calling, no matter how many things you're doing in your everyday world. What is that calling? I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.